Tonight we are going to have a wonderful heart stream with several Elohim of God, Arcturus and Victoria and Hercules, and we'll be talking about a number of interesting things that these Elohim have to share with us. And first of all, before we get into the actual heart streams, I want you to know I am Donna Korth. I live here in Sulphur Springs, Texas. Philip Gabbert is doing the broadcasting part here. I'm in the sanctuary area at their home. And Barbara Gabbert, his wife, will be, she's one of our team members, and you'll hear from her later. But right now, I want to introduce Cindy Hackenberg, who is a dear friend from Montana. She's from up north, but right now has moved down to Livingston and is part of the Livingston team there that does a whole lot of things that the staff gets to do when they live next to or near David Christopher Lewis. So, Cindy, I'm going to let you start.
Thank you, beloved Donna. So like Donna said, tonight we'll be honored to hear from Arcturus and Victoria, as well as Hercules. And as they show and tell us what they are doing as a result of our prayers, fiats, and invocations, you'll realize that they are our creators of God, that we are made in their image. The word Elohim is plural. Genesis 1:26 says, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." Now, at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experience you may have, or give us any prayer requests for yourself, your family, and friends, or just join us in prayer. Now I'd like to give you our mission and vision statement. I will read it and see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now for our invocation. This is our opening invocation. So I invite everyone to read the following prayer with me. From the invitations you received. Together. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to Elohim, Arcturus, Hercules, and your twin flames, thanking you for bringing us in your plan. Thank you for using us in your plan of action for the seventh age. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions for protecting our class physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. Now we'll be singing the song together that we sent you. It is also number 159 in the songbook titled Song to the Mighty Elohim. As we sing this song in celebration of our creation, send your love and thankfulness to the masters, the Elohim, angels, and elementals, for their constant assistance and presence in our lives, and also on behalf of our beloved United States of America. So here's the song. Thank you. And now I turn the patch over, now I turn it over to Donna. Glass over to Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. Now, what we're going to do next, before we even start this heart stream, is let Donna Dreegan give you an introduction to what these Elohim are about. So Donna is going to give us the kind of the history and background of these Elohim, especially Arcturus, Victoria, and Hercules. So Donna, you can take it away.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Okay, the seven mighty Elohim are the original builders of form who created the planet in response to the mandates of the Godhead. And these seven Elohim, I'm just going to give you their names. First ray of God's will is Elohim Hercules in Amazonia. Second ray of illumination, Elohim Apollo Lumina. Third ray, Elohim Eris and Amora. Fourth ray, Elohim Purity in Astraea. Fifth ray, Truth and Healing, Elohim Cyclopean Virginia. And sixth ray of service, Elohim Peace and Aloha. And the seventh ray of alchemy and transmutation, Elohim Arcturus and Victoria. And I will begin with Elohim Arcturus and Victoria. Arcturus and Victoria are the Elohim of the seventh ray of the violet ray of freedom, of ritual, invocation, transmutation, transcendence, mercy, and the desire to renew all things through the application of the laws of alchemy. The pulsations of the violet flame in your heart produce the rhythm and the ritual of law enforcement through service and reverence for life. Arcturus uses the purple flame, focusing the scientific action of law and the transmuting essence of freedom, while Victoria radiates the violet flame or orchid flame color, representing the mercy and love of freedom. The service of the Elohim of the seventh ray towards this planet has intensified during the century as a result of a dispensation given to Saint Germain in the 1930s of broadcasting the teachings of the I Am to the external world. Previously, this instruction had been given only at Brotherhood retreats. Thus, at the opening of the Chicago Century of Progress Exposition in 1933, Arcturus initiated the specific action of the Flame of Freedom to assist the Americas. During that decade, other cosmic beings emerged from the Great Silence, Nirvana, to assist Saint Germain in his enormous work for the benefit of the evolutions of the planet. This assistance has been increased and intensified in recent years, and continued patronage of the Great White Brotherhood. The retreat of Arcturus and Victoria is on the etheric plane near Luanda in Angola, Africa. This retreat focuses the energy of the planet's soul seat chakra and also the planetary focus of this purple flame is located on the etheric retreat and is an intense and fiery emanation from the heart of the Elohim precipitated from the Great House. Its influence extends over an entire planetary body and can be seen from a great distance, rising like a fountain into the sky, literally a pillar of fire at night and a bright cloud by day. The Arcturus and Victoria retreat is dedicated to the freedom of all humanity through the alchemical action of the flame, the mercy of the great law, and the love of God's Father, Mother. The legions of the violet, pink, and purple flame serve from here, and an intense activity in elemental life, which comes and goes as if it were its true home on Earth. There are other foci where Arcturus and Victoria have flames, but not retreats, over Australia, South Pole, Pyrenees, Siberia, Victoria Island in northern Canada, and the southern tip of South America. And now, Hercules. Hercules and Amazonia are the Elohim of the first ray of power, faith, God's will. Their retreat is on the etheric plane and over the half dome in Yosemite National Park in Northern California. The auras of Hercules and Amazonia are charged with blue lightning and have an intense pink lining. Hercules was the most famous of the heroes in Greek mythology. To the ancients, Hercules was one of their most illustrious ancestors, an intermediator between men and gods. His name means glory of the air. Hercules presided over the aspects of Hellenic education in his aspect of athletic hero, the Olympic Games were ascribed to him. The ascended master Hercules is millennia older than Greek mythology. When God commanded the solar system to be formed, the fiat went forth, let there be light, and there was light. It was Hercules who summoned the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, to come forth and to precipitate the divine plan of the solar logoi. This great strength is drawn through his obedience to love of the will of God. He releases blue lightning protection and his momentum of will, energy, action in answer to mankind's calls for strength and direction. Hercules has told us that in many cases, because of his office among the seven Elohim, he is the only representative of the Godhead who can stand between mankind and their returning karma. He said in 1974, "Whenever there is a cataclysm, flood, fire, storm, or drought, I ask you to call unto me that I may intercede with great power and that God has given me. Call on the name of Hercules day and night. According to the law of free will, the masters, the Elohim, the angels cannot intercede in our world unless we ask them. I promise you," he says, "that each and every time you give your call to me in multiples of nine, you shall have the multiplication that you shall not have seen in my original physical presence in the earth. You can use this decree to summon the great teams of conquerors who work with our legions. Ours is a most specific dispensation, for we are the only ones allowed to be physical in the earth at this time." In 1996, Hercules says, "Calling to us is imperative to hold the world in peace. Make the calls to me daily, even if you only offer three Hercules decrees. That is enough, beloved, but call my name and you empower me to work in your levels." Hercules wants us to focus on turning back domestic and international terrorism, earth changes, and all challenges to God government. Visualize white fire and blue lightning turning back domestic and international terrorism and all that opposes God government. Make your visualizations as specific as possible. The more specific your visualization, the more effective your decrees will be, because you are directing God's light like a laser beam right into the core of the situation. El Moria says, has told us that the reason our beloved mighty Hercules is so close to the physical octave is that he once volunteered to embody on Earth. There came a time in Earth's history when evil was so rampant, and spacecraft and aliens, and indeed there were giants in the earth and there were gods, that Hercules himself did volunteer to take embodiment, to deal with those watchers, to deal with their creation, half animal, half human. And therefore he did descend in another era. And he did go forth all the days and all the hours to challenge these fallen ones. And therefore heart and mind and soul and spirit, one pointed, Hercules did save the earth for planet, did save the day for planet Earth at one point in an era past. And he did save the earth for you, beloved, to be here again in this time. And now he is grateful that you have chosen to call forth his electronic presence and to walk the earth, not only as Moria's Chelas and Michael's Chelas, but also as the Chelas of Hercules and Amazonia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. That was great. Now we're going to play our planetary clearance by Arcturus and Victoria.
Violet flame angels from the great central sun, come forth and surround planet Earth now. For this planetary clearance and violet laser light, we, Arcturus and Victoria, stand forth now in the atmosphere over Angola within our retreat to direct currents of violet fire into every nation, among all peoples, and especially into the hearts, minds, and souls of the light bearers who today are receiving this impetus of freedom, this impetus of transmutation, and this impetus of divine justice and mercy in balance. Frequencies of the seventh ray now coalesce within those cities and nations, dearest ones, that you have directed that light, and also others, for we revere all life in all domains as the creators of worlds. And there is, through this infusion now, the liberation of many souls from the insanity of this time, from the inanity of what is occurring in many realms, and all are lifted up into the radiance of the seventh age and its ability to transform, transmute, and transubstantiate the lesser into the greater, that which has been clothed in darkness into the full radiant light of the sun. There is now heard throughout the earth on the inner the song of angels of the sacred fire as they coalesce light through sound and through their holy voices raised in unison and adoration of the one God, and also to participate in this alchemy of planetary transmutation. And there is, through this symphony of voices, a great light released, unburdening many, freeing many from the shackles of their lesser self and the impositions of the dark ones who have attempted to ensnare them in their dialectics of darkness and in their denizens of a hellish state of consciousness and life.
Okay. Thank you, beloved Arcturus, for this message. And as he continues, before he continues, I want to ask a question here. What is a light bearer? And do we always know who they are? How does the violet flame impetus of freedom, transmutation, divine justice, and mercy across the earth by the Elohim affect our emotions and the actions of light bearers or of non-light bearers? Dwyn, if you're there, Dwyn is going to share with us some insights she has picked up on this. So Dwyn, go ahead. Does she have to hit something? Hit star six, Dwyn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. A light bearer is one who keeps the flame or bears the light of God, the light of the divine presence within the heart. A light bearer keeps the spiritual oils within the chakras trimmed, and we can understand this as we read the parable of the 10 virgins with Matthew 25, 1 through 3, for Jesus' teachings on tending the fire within. Souls who carry and desire to bring the light of God, freedom, truth, knowledge, and love to the world, they are attracted to spirituality, and they're often involved in therapeutic work in one form or another to help facilitate spreading the light, or through teaching, prayer, and meditation. They feel very connected with the world around them and are attuned to the emotional vibrations within and without. And they experience a greater sensitivity. And as the violet flame frees up more and more of that which is less than the perfect divine self within all of us, it frees up more energy to be to hold that flame and to help facilitate bringing forth more light, being accessible to more light, and spreading more light across the planet. So it's not always obvious. It may be a light bearer who has lost their way. So we pray for the light bearer and for their divine plan to be fulfilled. It's the violet flame is affecting people differently. For those who are already holding the light, is amplifying that light for their doing their service. It may help facilitate those who are not there yet to also clear so that they can help find, you know, their real reason for being on this planet. For those who are not inclined or not ready to go into the light, it may accelerate that which is not real within them for a time. And we pray that they will eventually be cleared and raise up higher. But it may cause psychological problems. It may have, or an opportunity to awaken to a higher truth. So we pray for those who require that boost to find a higher way. An example of what we might observe, and we have observed upon our planet, is the rioting, and some with the belief that by doing evil, good can result. Well, it's just not the way it works. And there's so much propaganda that is increasing in the media, expressing extreme views. We observe without valuing, and we pray for the safeguarding of the freedoms of our nation. Still, it's still that they still hold, and that they may be not be eroded step by step. That all may awaken to the sacredness of our God freedoms and protect them through God conscious education, a raised consciousness, and God chosen electives in our November voting. So we really require holding that perfect vision for all who have not stepped up with this violet flame cleansing of life upon our earth, and pray that we can all move up higher. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. You hit the nail on the head there. I might just mention that in astrology, it indicates from the 9th of September through the 13th of November, two things will be happening. A lot of areas we will see great progress, but in other areas, people are defensive and they try to hurry things up and do things before the right time. And so it's very important to accelerate the light, as Dwayne indicated. So now we'll go on.
Aquarius, come forth, O water bearer of the new era. Emerge now in the heavens and show all through this symbol of the vase raised to pour out that water of the Spirit upon the earth. All that is possible for the earth and her evolutions to rise into through a higher awareness set upon divine things, divine ideals, divine matrices of love, brother sisterhood, and eternal freedom. You seek freedom often as license to act in any way that you choose, O mankind, yet God has vouchsafed within you a standard of divine behavior which you must accede unto, which you must understand as part and participle to your true nature of being a son or daughter of the Creator.
Our third question is, why was the astrological sign of Aquarius called forth by Arcturus and Victoria? And how is this sign and action affecting the earth today? And Barbara, I'm calling upon you, and you will need to hit star six.
Hello, I am here. The reason Arcturus and Victoria are referring to this, it references the precession of the equinox. It is a reference to the fact that we have moved into the cycle of Aquarius. There's what they call the great year, which extends of the whole cycle of the heavens going through each of the 12 signs of the zodiac, and each segment lasts for approximately 2,150 years. It takes 25,800 years to go through the entire zodiac. And we've just come out of the age of Pisces, and Jesus was the way shower, the avatar of the Piscean age, and now we're moving into the Aquarian age, and our beloved Saint Germain is he's the avatar of the Aquarian age. Now, interestingly enough, even though the sign, the astrological sign for Aquarius, he's called the water bearer, and it shows a female figure with this water jar and whatever. When you chart the zodiac on the cosmic clock, Aquarius is on the 1 o'clock line, and it's an air sign. So even though Aquarius has to do with water, it is also an air sign. And air corresponds to the province of the mind. So, and water corresponds to the emotions. So an interesting mix there with mind and emotions. Donna sent me a little piece that talks about, according to Wikipedia, a common position expressed by many astrologers sees the age of Aquarius as that time when humanity takes control of the earth and its own destiny as its rightful heritage, with the destiny of humanity being the revelation of truth and the expansion of consciousness, and that some people will experience mental enlightenment in advance of others and therefore be recognized as the new leaders in the world. This may be so. We in the Heart Center, and hopefully you as seekers of truth, also understand that this can be a time of spiritual enlightenment, not just mental, pedantic, intellectual enlightenment, but true spiritual growth and enlightenment. So, and as far as feeling the effects of it in our world, I think we see all around us signs of what is called the Great Awakening, where people are looking deeper into things, not just accepting what they're being told at face value, but meditating, praying, or just researching for themselves what the reality or unreality of any situation or teaching that they hear. So this is a good thing, because God created us with a mind, so we are meant to think for ourselves and to examine truth. And of course, being spiritual beings, we have the right, yea, the duty to ask the masters to show us the truth or reality of any situation. And I think a lot of people are doing this more and more. And that's a good thing, because it's going to bring all of us into greater command of our own faculties and our own spiritual mission on this planet. So that's my two cents worth.
Thank you, Barbara. That's great. And now we will go on and hear the rest of this.
If you abide by cosmic laws, if you understand the dynamics of life in this time and of what is required for all to move into the new era together as one, then you will bend the knee to the universal Christ awareness that leads all to this state of perfectionment through the heart, trued to the one light. Those who continue their ways of darkness will be released into another dimension in time if they choose so not to engage in a higher form of life that all are evolving into and unto. And this is a safeguard, dearest ones, for there is a standard, as I have shared, and all must know that each one is called to that divine embrace first when he or she accepts fully the God presence, the knowledge, the wisdom, the truth of beingness in God, and within that circle of God identity, abide in harmony, peace, and the victorious sense of self-wed to spirit.
So now our fourth question is, what do you think Arcturus and Victoria mean when they state that those who continue their ways of darkness will be released into another dimension in time if they do not engage in a higher form of light? So, have you read, observed contacts or people in the news that are suddenly beginning to see the light and change? And we are giving this question to another team member, Lenore Harris. So hit *6, Lenore, and take it away.
Thank you, Donna. Well, I see this question is kind of, it is two parts. And I think the first part is like the more serious offenders of God's laws, the ones that really are, what Arcturus is talking about here is ones that are really of darkness. And we've been told by the masters and Archangel Michael, and it's been coming up quite a bit, that they are not going to be able to continue to do this and continue and continue and continue, that the time is here now where they and we must decide, you know, whether we're going to go continue in the ways of darkness or go in the ways on the path of light. And so these more serious offenders, I think, are coming to the point, and we have heard it in several heart streams, where they must make this decision to bend the knee and return to God, or else they're not going to be able to continue to re-embody on earth. It's been the mercy of God that they have been able to, even though they've shown over many lifetimes a complicity with darkness, God keeps giving them another, you know, there's hope, you know, one more time. But it's been stated, okay, this is it. You choose, or you're not going to be able to come back into embodiment. And so what I think Arcturus means by this, I'm thinking, is that they may be taken to the astral plane, and, you know, we'll just have to be there and not have the opportunity to re-embody. You know, who knows after that? God knows. But I think that that's what he is saying. And then the other part about knowing of anyone who maybe has just, you know, turned to the light. And I was thinking about the this person that's been in the news. It's a black man called Kanye West. And I'm not saying that he's like this dark one, but I mean, he's a rapper, and he was, you know, in that whole scenario and lifestyle. And then he had a fairly sudden turn to the light, and he now is like an evangelist. I mean, he's turned to Christianity, and he's very outspoken about abortion. He is very emotional when he talks about the fact that he had considered and wanted his wife to get an abortion, you know, when she was pregnant, and fortunately she didn't, and they had this son, and he is just very trying to get that message out. So, and he's got quite a following. There are a lot of people that are really listening to this man now, and this conversion is really it's being noticed. It's definitely being noticed. And so that's what I was thinking about that. So I'll turn it back to you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. Yes, this fact that we might go into another dimension in time could mean any number of things. In one place, there's a Dr. Modi who regressed a lot of people, and some people had lived in other times and in other places, even on other planets. And of course, we know that there are 33 levels going upward above us and 33 levels going downward. We don't know what all of that means, but we know that the masters are at the 18th level and on up. So whatever that means is up to the masters, is up to the Elohim of God. And we just know that we're shooting to go up. So now I'm going to continue. Philip is going to continue with this, and we will find out what they have to say next.
Oh, mankind, if you only knew what awaits you when you are dissolved into the oneness of your presence through acceptance and through allowing the merging of your soul with your spirit in a higher form of the continuity of life, then you would embrace it, you would seek it, strive for it, yearn, and truly know it. Yet you would not, because desire has set you apart from that pure state of beingness, the desireless state of unity and harmony within the One. So let go of your past, of all of your problems, and all of your burdens and suffering. For what is suffering save a sense of self outside of the circle of true God identity? You suffer when you are no longer godly. Yet when you accept your God nature, then you abide in that presence of joy, harmony, peace, and understanding. You see, the path is not so difficult when you break it down to the essentials of life, dearest ones, which are simply to be at peace within self through love, and to abide in that nurturing spirit, the God embedded within your hearts in the beginning, when you were created in the image and likeness of Elohim, God within all.
So our fifth question is it possible to have physical pain and yet be free from suffering? Can you abide in that presence, your I Am presence of joy, harmony, peace, and understanding when you are being hurt physically or emotionally? How do you react? What kinds of discomfort are occurring among the people of this planet that you think might be due to an increased vibratory frequency? That's another kind of pain. Are any of us benefiting from it yet? I'm calling on Sharon Wallace to share with us what she has found out. Sharon, it's star six.
Yes, I'm here.
We can.
Okay, so this is a lengthy one, which is interesting. So it is possible to have pain and suffering, the question is it possible to have physical pain and suffering and yet be free from suffering? To have physical pain and yet be free from suffering. And I thought about that for the longest time, like what is pain and what is suffering? And that's kind of like a subjective question, but the thing is, are you attached to it? Some people love their pain, which causes suffering, because they get something out of it. They might get attention or whatever out of it. So you can be free from suffering if you are not attached to it, and if you are attached only to God. That's what they're saying. Be attached to God. Not be in a non-dualistic state. Be at one with your presence at all times. You may still have some pain issues, a few pain issues, but it's not suffering. So there is a difference. Now, can you abide in the presence of joy, harmony, peace, and understanding when you are being hurt physically and emotionally? And again, it all depends on where your consciousness is. What are you allowing into your consciousness? Are you identifying with this physical hurt or this emotional hurt? Are you thin-skinned? Does everything get to you? Or are you so united and tied to the heart of God and the idea of being God, of God, that this stuff does not affect you? So those are the things that we have to look at. We have to look at being in love at all times with God and only God, with the love of forgiveness and the strength of God. So that would be the answer to both of those questions. So what kinds of discomfort are occurring among the people of this planet that you think might be due to an increased vibratory frequency? Lots of discomfort. So the increased light is sometimes very uncomfortable for those who are not used to it. And we see this all the time as light bearers, light workers, and light sharers. Quite often, we just approach people and they don't like us. They take offense at our presence there. So with the increase of light, can you imagine what is happening with those people who just can't stand it? They couldn't stand it years ago, and now they really can't stand it. So it's causing more irritation, anger, and most of all, anxiety. And when people are anxious, you really have to be very careful and cautious around them and try to calm them. And sometimes that means that you just pray for them and stay away from them. And are any people benefiting from this raised vibratory frequency yet? Yes. I think a lot of us are benefiting from this frequency. And it's causing a sense of peace and clarity that comes when you realize that all is well in God. You walk outside on a beautiful day and you just want to smile at everyone and everything, something that maybe you didn't do before, didn't feel like doing before, but now it's just a wonderful thing, and you know that it's all going to be better no matter what is happening on the news or whatever. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. So my example of that is I used to take melatonin just about every night to get to sleep because I was a night worker for like between 15 and 20 years. So my circadian cycle was off. I am now sleeping without melatonin, without any help at all. I go to bed and within 10 minutes, I'm asleep. So I'm quite happy about that. My meditation is coming easier and it's staying longer. I'm getting more information through my meditation. And I've always received like information in the morning as I awaken, but it's getting stronger, almost like I'm heart streaming in the morning when I wake up. And it keeps me calm. It tells me what to do, what I should be working on, what I shouldn't be bothered with, and just pretty much how to handle myself during the day. So I am much more calm than I used to be. And I imagine that a lot of other people are too. So that's my sharing tonight.
Thank you, Sharon. That was great. Right on. Okay, let's continue.
So now as the angels coalesce, a concentrated portion, an alchemicalized elixir of violet flame joy, Earth is raised in vibratory frequency now, a notch. It will be to some uncomfortable, yet to many of you, a blessing and a boon. It will be to those who have abided in the shadows of their former self, a challenge to know more of the divine. Yet for those who have already embraced their presence and desire only to be pleasing to God and to love all with true love, they are freed this day to rise higher as they aspire to pure light, the Christic and Buddhic light of the all in all. Now we send waves of this violet frequency unto every soul. And these waves will heal what has beset many, if they allow it to play and dance upon their beings. Ye all require healing at some level, for living in mortality is a state itself of duality. So rise in non-duality and identify with the one eternal God. Live in your solar presence and exemplify the true life of the initiate, the disciple of all that is God good within the created realms of perfection.
Number 6, how do we allow the violet flame to play and dance upon our beings? What has the violet flame done for you personally? And Cindy is going to share with us what it has done for her.
Thank you, Donna. First, the question is, how do we allow the violet flame to play and dance upon our beings? That's a big question. I believe first one must have a childlike belief that the violet flame is real. Then you can identify with the violet flame and allow that idea of the violet flame to occupy and captivate your imagination. I believe it also helps to feel and visualize the violet flame coursing through your body temple. Most people cannot see the violet flame on the physical, so it does require some imagination. The short tube of light, which is song 0.005, is a great song for singing and visualizing the violet flame. Also, the song number 100, Heal with Ho'oponopono, is fun to dance and sing to because it has a Hawaiian song. And the masters have said that Ho'oponopono is actually invoking the violet flame. I love to sing and dance to violet flame songs that are peppy, such as song number 20, Singing the Violet Flame. And there are other violet flame songs, you know, just pick your favorite and get up and dance and sing to it. So what has the violet flame done for me personally? Well, I'm going to tell you of what it really did for a good friend of mine. So for over a decade, I attended a 4 to 5 day Women's Spring Equinox retreat located in Baja, Mexico, which is on the Sea of Cortez. It was on the Sea of Cortez. It was in a remote, beautiful area right on the sea. Anyhow, one year, an older gentleman was there for some reason. He was somewhat famous for building a boat and sailing it from point A to point B and then writing a book about his adventures. He was also supposed to be kind of spiritually orientated, and he liked to reflect on spiritual concepts. So one of those days at the retreat, he wouldn't leave my beloved Jan, who was my beloved friend and host, and she also was the host of the retreat, alone. He kept getting into her face and was talking about some sort of strong spiritual belief he had. Yet she had many responsibilities to attend to, and it was really getting to be too much for her. So while the two of us were in her kitchen alone, she was starting to tell me how the difficulty she was having with this man. And I suggested, well, let's do some violet flame fiats, which she readily agreed to. So after a few moments of myself, you know, doing violet flame fiats and visualizing the violet flame around us, she felt transformed and was no longer burdened by this guy. And I was actually pretty surprised because I'd never seen the violet flame work so magically and so fast. And it helped me to become even more of a believer in the transformation of the power of the violet flame. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And back to you, beloved Donna.
Thank you, Cindy. That's great. Yes, I have had some good experiences with just visualizing when I take a shower in the morning, visualizing all of the drops as violet flame shooting into my body. And I'll tell you, I feel a whole lot better after I do that. So now we will continue.
We, the Elohim, love you, dearest hearts, and express our gratitude for this ritual that you have just engaged in. For we utilized your vision centers, your heart's love, and the fire within you to perform a cosmic alchemy and clearance this day that we say truly is stupendous and will allow many more to awaken to the truth and to come to the fount of divine wisdom that you provide in this activity of the Heart Center community and among other true initiatic schools and divine societies of light.
Okay, now we are getting ready to hear from Hercules in just a moment. And I'm going to give you a little background here of why we are playing Hercules. David Lewis was leading the Tuesday morning broadcast on August 1st, and much of it was dedicated to El Moria, because Tuesday is, we call it El Moria's Day. And after a number of songs and prayers that we had dedicated to El Moria, David suggested that everyone begin hurling what he called blue flame spheres of will, wisdom, and love to every situation that we could think of on this planet for El Moria to answer. Now, in a minute, Philip is going to let you hear a few minutes of this broadcast so that you will understand what was actually happening when people began to hurl blue flame spheres into every situation that they could think of that challenged them or our planet. Well, El Moria was so amazed at the power and the number of the blue flame spheres that we all hurled outward into the ethers for El Moria to honor that he called on the Elohim of God for help. Now, these Elohim, as you learned earlier from Donna Dreegan, are the most powerful sources of help for this planet. They actually created us in their image. Now, the Elohim, in Genesis, the words in the beginning, and Elohim was the word used instead of God, in the beginning God, but it was really in the beginning Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Elohim in its grammatical structure is what they call polytheistic, which means plural. In modern Hebrew, it's often referred to in the singular because the Hebrews could not visualize that the Elohim were a lot of beings or several beings. So they just say, use the word God, so sometimes it's confusing. But in Genesis 1, 26 and 7, it indicates that the Elohim were male and female, and that we were made in their image. And in 1 Samuel 28, 13, the Elohim is used very plurally. And there was a woman that told Saul that she saw the Elohim ascending out of the earth and up into the air. Now, some translators think that she saw a spacecraft. In Genesis 20, 13, Abraham, before the polytheistic Philistine king named Abimelech, says, the Elohim actually told me and caused me to wander. And we know that Abraham and the Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years before God led them to what we now call Israel. So now Philip is going to play some sections from the August 4th morning broadcast so that you will have an idea of what was going on that led to me and all of us hearing Hercules tonight.
Okay, we're going to rub our hands together and generate a cosmic sphere of blue fire that we hold here. And we see it with super concentrated blue light. That's the power of God, the faith of God, the divine direction, and the protection of God. And now, as we used to hurl these violet flame spheres into the earth, today we're going to hurl these blue fire spheres of light into the earth into all the areas that we desire to be transformed by God's will. So in your mind's eye, take this sphere and hurl it now. Whew. Into everything that you desire. You can make the sound if you want. El Moria, hurl your blue flame spheres into the economy of the United States of America. El Moria, hurl your blue flame sphere into the government of the United States of America. El Moria, hurl your blue flame sphere into the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Beloved El Moria, hurl your blue flame sphere into the executive branch of the United States of America. Beloved El Moria, hurl your blue flame sphere into the Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate of the United States of America. Beloved El Moria, hurl your blue flame sphere into Portland and annihilate evil and all the entities using people who are creating violence and chaos there. Beloved El Moria, hurl your blue flame sphere into the cause and core of the coronavirus and the lie surrounding it, and the deceiver and those using the media and the false hierarchy of true, the healing modalities of heaven upon earth, and bind all responsible for what is transpiring now that is not of the light. So you can make your own call, and just for the next minute, we'll just hurl it wherever you desire.
Love it, Elmer.
Okay, we also received directions to pinpoint certain aspects. So you're going to hear a couple of people here that hurl, that make their call and hurl it into the atmosphere.
Beloved El Morio, we call to you to hurl your blue flame spheres into the lives and associations of all those who do not uphold the purity and innocence of the children and youth. Thank you, beloved El Morio.
We accept it done in the name of El Moria. We accept it done in the name of El Moria. We accept it done in the name of El Moria.
From a guest, beloved El Moria, hurl your blue flame spheres into all human trafficking groups and abortion centers and free all entrapped in darkness.
We accept it done in the name of El Moria. We accept it done in the name of El Moria. We accept it done in the name of El Moria.
So those are a couple of examples, and if you had seen the broadcast, they get really carried away and they really hurl. And some of them call them, they call the spheres blue flame bombs. And it's really, they really get excited. So anyway, on the morning of August 4th, during this broadcast, which everyone hurled the mighty blue spheres of requests, they all followed it by, we accept it done in the name of El Moria, three times after each request, of which you heard in this one little example. There was so much power and so many amazing things began to happen. There were many more requests hurled into the ethers for El Moria that we didn't have time to play. But finally, El Moria realized that he was overwhelmed and he required the help of the Elohim of God. And so now we're going to hear the result of El Moria calling on Hercules during this very same broadcast. You'll hear what happens next. So Philip will now play Hercules and you'll get a better idea. And by the way,
I am Hercules.
At the end, we will, when we close in prayer, I invite everybody to stay and hurl blue flame spheres to El Moria and the Elohim with any requests you may have for our planet and for yourselves if you will stay with us after the end.
I am Hercules, and I come in answer to El Moria's call to me this morning, for he has felt the spiritual weight of responding to all of your prayers, and is enlisting me now to help with this great action of light. And therefore the Elohim come, empowering those among the sons and daughters of God upon earth, through their voices raised, through their cries now heard, to fulfill that will of God through the power descending through these blue spheres that you have hurled into many situations. And the Elohim respond through this dynamism and this light and the enrichment that comes from the altars of heaven is yours this day through these invocations, blessed hearts, as God fulfills within the earth through your divine decree these words, carefully chosen and uttered with great respect, honor, and integrity. As you speak the truth, as you aver what is real and what you see as the ideal that should be manifesting in your world, so it is by the logoic light of the Christ within you. Therefore, we reaffirm the words as you have spoken from the vantage point of the Elohim as creators of worlds. And these words now ring true within our realm and within your realm. And as we advance the light now within the earth, there is, as it were, an earthquake in many realms for the adjustment of cycles, the adjustment of energies. You see the power that comes when you work assiduously as one in this way that you have this morning. For we have felt the new fire within your breast. We have felt the urgency of your calls. And when that urgency, even as a 911 call to heaven manifests, we respond, and you, each one, will receive a portion of that response as an empowerment of your own soul and spirit to be who you truly are, as our witnesses upon earth, as our advocates for God's holy will. So your words become realities through this collaboration betwixt heaven and earth. And as you engage in this type of alchemical work again and again in coming days, weeks, months, and years, you will see the fulfillment of your mission and vision as a reality more and more as darkness is dissolved and light is accentuated and brought to the fore. Thank you for your dynamic decrees, your invocations and fiats this day, blessed hearts. We appreciate you each one and what you have sacrificed and what you have put forth in your conscious and loving lives. Now go forth as creators of new worlds, empowered by the Holy Spirit anew, refreshed by the Master Moria himself, energized and activated by the Elohim. We are one in the Son evermore. Thank you.
So now I would just like to say that we have, I'm sure many of us, at least I have, seen many positive changes in this past few days. And if you want to hear and know more about the positive changes, there's alternative news sources that are very reliable. They're by spiritually oriented people. One of them is called And We Know, and he takes the title of his news information, his video, from, I think it's Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and act according to his will. And You can always look this up if you have a computer. You can always look it up on YouTube, and you can also get it on your smartphone if you have a smartphone. So be aware of the positive things that are happening behind the scenes of some of the challenges that we are experiencing today. There's another very good source of alternative news, another Christian source. It's called X22, and you can get that also by going to YouTube. I believe the X is representative of the cross, and 22 means Revelation 22. But these people keep up with the daily news, and they're very encouraging. And so now I would like to call on Dwyn, if you're still there. Dwyn, would you close in prayer for us? And then if you'll all stay on the line, anybody that would like to, although this is the end of our class, anyone who would like to can stay over for our prayer and comment time that follows. Press star six, Dwyn.
Thank you. In the name of the I Am That I Am and my Holy Christ Buddha Self, I call to all the beloved beings who have been with us this night. Oh, beloved ones, clear the way for each one of us and all light bearers upon this planetary body to go forth now in God illumination and wake up ourselves fully and wake up all those souls who are yet to be awoken. Clear the way for God victory for our planetary body and for every soul to know the Christ within and have the adoration for the Christ within all. We see a world now free in the light to experience God freedom upon this planetary body where it is shining bright and beautiful and all living under the light of their own mighty I Am presence. God victory in a planetary body, free in the light. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Barbara, if you're there, Barbara's going to give some announcements and then tell us what is following.
Yes, I would like to tell you about upcoming events in the Heart Center. We have next month, September 18th through the 20th, broadcast out of Livingston, Montana, our Autumn Equinox prayer vigil entitled A New Divine Direction for America and the World, a dynamic prayer vigil to restore and safeguard our freedoms, rights, and vision. So this is very exciting. You can access this. All you've got to do is go to the Heart Center website and click on events, which is on the purple banner there on the front page, and just click on that and click on upcoming events, and there's information on how to sign up for that broadcast. Or if you're daring and want to go to Montana, you can always go there in person too, which is great. And then our Winter Solstice Conference is going to be held in Tucson, Arizona this year. That's December 17th through 20th. Mr. Phil and I are hopefully planning to be there. And it is called The Cosmic Graces Come to Bless the Earth. Elohim of the Five Crystal Rays Sing a New Song. We heard tonight from beloved Arcturus, who's the Elohim of the first ray, and beloved Arcturus is the Elohim of the seventh ray of the violet ray, and of course, mighty Hercules, who's the Elohim of the first ray. Those are the seven rainbow rays, and then we have five crystal rays, so there's Elohim of those, which are like Buddhic level energies, and they're coming to bless the earth at our winter solstice class, so we're very excited about that. Our next Heart Share class will be on September the 24th, so just want to give you a heads up on that, so mark your calendars and onward and upward together. If you have any questions, feel free to call Donna or me. Our numbers are on the invitations that you get monthly, and we'd be happy to answer questions or help you sign up for anything that you want to sign up for. So, okay, take it away, Donna.
Thank you. I have one quick thing I almost forgot. We received an announcement from Archangel Michael through David Lewis, and there was also a heart stream given by Archangel Michael on August 11th that was very, very important. And if you can find it, it's there on our website. If you know how to go to the word broadcast and go down a little bit, you'll see. And also there's a heading called teachings, I think. You can go down under that and see where it says all of the different things that are offered. And one of them is a library of all of the heart streams. And so you can hear that if you go to the August 11th one. But here's what he said, basically. He came to David Lewis afterwards. He said, and David said, Michael also just came to me in my office and stated unequivocally that we must no longer be asking for the mitigation of earthquakes on the west coast of the United States. We are allowed to pray for the protection of the light bearers so that all will be in the right place at the right time, hopefully. He says that we have already been in a time of extreme danger, and that this will continue, and that the time of certain mitigation is over based on mankind's choices. All souls of light should assess whether where they live is optimal and make any changes as they receive direction from within, from their own God presence. I have previously told numerous heart friends who live in California that I would not recommend living in California, especially in the Los Angeles or San Francisco areas, after the year after the year 2019. I believe that we all now know why that is. COVID-19, as well as planned violence, looting, and chaos in numerous cities. The Masters and I will not demand that you leave where you currently live if you are in these areas. However, Michael is giving us a warning that we are entering an even more dangerous time than before. With this email message I'm sending you, all of you who choose to live in these areas are being forewarned as strongly as I'm allowed to warn you at this time. In addition, he said, those in the New York within a 75-mile radius of Manhattan are also being warned that the danger within this area will be incrementally increasing over the next 27 months due to many factors. Hopefully, we can make it through this period without any major issues, yet if we do, it will be by complete divine intervention. Michael says that the current mayors or leaders of New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland have brought these cities to a new low, and their lack of enforcing law and order and other decisions to champion anti-police forces has forced the hand of God through his mighty archangels and their legions. The Masters are not typically this specific on their messages, so I pray that everyone takes to heart what Michael is sharing today. He deeply cares for each and every one of us, especially our complete safety in body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, don't take this email as some sort of doomsday prophecy. It is simply a definitive warning. As we know, everything can be mitigated by grace, sacrificial, unceasing prayers that Michael spoke of today, fasting, rosaries, and a submission to God's holy will. In these cases, the mitigation would require the prayers of many, many dedicated souls. So finally, he says, during the cycle of Leo, we often have wildfires in the western United States, often touched off by lightning or electrical storms, and also through arson. Please pray that these are mitigated, especially during the remainder of August and September. Now, we know that these fires started shortly after this in California, so we have some things to pray about. So that's the end of our session, and now we will go to our prayer time. and I will take the names of anybody who would like to say something, and we will take turns letting you speak and press star 6 in order to speak. When you are through,